Hi there. Thanks so much for joining us. I'm Stacy, and this is our Conscious Classroom platform for yoga in schools. We've got some breathing exercises for you today. And this breath work is intentional for becoming super focused and very clear. So we get dialed in very nice and quickly here. Let's begin. We'll make a nice comfortable base for our body. So if you feel the need to move the glutes out of the way, rock side to side, nestle your sit bones down into the earth. Place your hands now palms down on your lap. And we'll let our gaze come down onto the floor. Placing one hand on the belly and one hand on your heart. Let's begin. Take a nice full breath into your body. Feel the belly press out towards the hand. And as you collect all the air your lungs can possibly collect, we hopefully touch the top hand. And then as we exhale, the air moves all the way out and releases from the body. Inhale here, big breathing. All the way up to the top hand, and we exhale, moving air completely out of the body. Big breath in, feel the belly press out. Become intentional now with the amount of breath in your body. Feel the shoulders rise. And as we exhale, like liquid, it pours all the way out of our bodies. Feel a strong connection, belly back to spine. Inhale here, big breath. Full ribs, and exhale. Easy breath moving out of the body with just a little reminder of the belly's job. Inhale here. Nice and tall. Exhale here. Feeling strong and connected. Let's do two more. Big breath in. Keep those ribs nice and expanded even as you exhale. Make space. Feel that belly contract back. Good. Then relax your hands on your lap, settling your breath and just pausing in between and really even noticing how that breath made you feel. We take stock and observe. Here we'll go forward with what we call our ocean breath. So the ocean breath, it moves through the back of the throat, even though we're inhaling in through the nose and out through the nose. It's almost like if we were to listen to a seashell, or if we were to fog our own glasses. That sensation of moving air through the back of your throat. So now, as we breathe here, this breath practice makes a little bit of sound, and that sound is for you to enjoy. So let's be mesmerized by the rhythm and by the sound that we create for ourselves with our ocean breath. Hands on the lap, spine nice and tall, gazes down towards the floor. Here we go. As you continue to breathe here, just noticing the sound that you're making in your body. Keeping what we know about as we inhale, the body staying nice and full. And as we exhale, we draw that belly button right back towards the spine. Keep the sound mesmerizing for you. This breath exercise helps to truly warm us up keeping us engaged in our minds and our bodies. Let's do two more. Deep breathing. Relaxing the breath now. And again, just noticing any interesting sensations, thoughts that arise, contemplations. It's all welcome here as we do our work. This next exercise here is what we call alternate nostril breathing. So I'm going to use my dominant hand. And for me, my dominant hand is my right hand. And so please allow your dominant hand to be the hand that you use. We'll go back and forth from left to right sides, and we'll use our thumb and we'll use our ring finger. And when we touch the nose, we touch up at the top. We're closing down the nostril, or pardon me, we're closing down the cartilage high up in the nose area. So we use the thumb and the index finger high up in the nose. And we'll alternate from side to side. We'll start with a big breath in, we'll close down the one side, we'll exhale, then we'll bring that breath right back in the one side, closing it down, exhaling out the opposing side, bringing the air right back in, and we'll do several rounds of this. Okay, so let's work together here, and please don't let yourself get carried away. Just follow in with the rhythm and the counting and catch up when you need to. All right, your dominant hand comes in front of the body, just knowing that we're going to use it here to help ourselves. Let's take a nice deep breath in, big inhale. Closing down with my thumb, one side of my nose to exhale out the opposing side. Then we'll inhale through that side. Then the ring finger closes that side and we exhale out the opposing side we began. Then we'll inhale. Changing to the thumb, opening up the ring finger, exhaling out that side now. Inhale here. Alternating and exhaling here. Inhale. And exhale. Inhale. And exhale. Let's do two more rounds. Inhale here. Exhale here. Inhale. And exhale. Last round, here we go. Exhaling. Inhale. Closing down and exhaling. After your last exhale, let your hand drop back on your lap. Let your gaze be soft here and just truly notice any sensations, any ease or difficulty in the body, anything that you're noticing. What happens in the alternate nostril breathing is that throughout our day, one side can be easier to breathe out of than the other. And this helps us. So if one side was harder to breathe out of, that's what's going on for you. So please don't worry about that. We'll just keep practicing and moving forward. Here we've got our buzzing bee breath. This is a fun one. Super clarifying and just tuning ourselves right into ourselves. We get to make sound here but it really, again, is sound just for us. And we're going to use our index and our ring finger, and we're going to close off our ears. We'll do 4 exhales. So we'll take a big breath in, close off our ears, and we'll hum as we exhale out. Sounds a little like a buzzing bee, but we'll see. And actually, we won't hear each other. We'll just be in our own world. Okay, so let's begin. We'll shut down those ears. And with our inhale, here we go. 4 rounds. Gaze is soft. Take a big, deep breath in. Here we go. After you're done with your exhale, please allow your hands to land back on your lap. And please absorb that last breathing exercise. The ripple effects are quite huge. The vibration lingers. And it allows us to feel very tuned in to us. Thank you for all your effort today. I bow to you.